This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Border security bill introduced by top Republicans includes a range of security measures, including DNA collection, drone surveillance, facial screenings, and social media checks that have startled civil liberties advocates. This is a mass surveillance bill, potentially the largest expansion of surveillance powers in a decade, masquerading as a border security bill, according to the nonprofit Constitution Project. Number of poor families struggling to pay their monthly rents or living in deplorable accommodations has grown 41% since the Great Recession. More than 8.3 million very low-income households in 2015 qualified for rental assistance but did not receive it. Kenyatta was re-elected and declared the winner of the Kenyan elections with 54% of the vote, despite claims that the election was a charade, along with protests and violence over the outcome. Taylor Swift, the pop star, was dropped from a case in Colorado where a fired DJ claimed she had falsely accused him of groping her. 27 nationally designated monuments remain under review by the Interior Department, 5 in Ocean, 7 in California, 3 in Arizona, 2 in Nevada, New Mexico and Utah, and 1 in Maine. No president has ever removed monument protection from another president's actions. The Union Unite Here filed charges, federal charges, in an attempt to determine clear ownership of the Chinese insurer Anbang, which owns 3 San Francisco hotels employing 1,000 workers. Since the start of the 21st century, it's become more dangerous to have a baby in rural America. At some colleges, as many as 40% put down a deposit during the spring to attend school, but then fail to show up for classes in fall. Wall Street brokers are actually making more money with the new rule requiring advisors to put the interest of investors ahead of their own interest. More than $100 million per month has been reported in cannabis sales in Colorado, with $500 million having been collected in state taxes. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.